Good morning. It's good to see everyone here again this morning. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to John chapter 7. During this week in reading and everything, I've had a phrase that just keeps popping up and it keeps being placed upon my mind, and I feel like I just need to get it out. John chapter 7. It's hard to kind of just jump right in the middle, but if you would, just John chapter 7, verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, "Why have ye not brought him?" Verse 46. The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." That is the phrase that's been on my mind this morning and this week. Never man spake like this man. Never has a man walked upon this earth, and never will walk upon this earth, that can speak pure words of truth. Everything that came out of the Lord Jesus' mouth was true. It was honest. It was sincere. And it was to the point. Never man spake like this man. You know, early on in his ministry, the people would marvel. They would probably recognize him from his family or whatever. And he knew words. He knew letters. But this man had no learning. Lord didn't need to learn his word. It's his word. He is the word. He was the word that was made flesh to dwell among us. Never a man spake like this man. You know, that's one of the points I was wanting to make was it's just pure truth. You know, nobody has ever walked on this earth that could just speak pure truth. Now, we know some good folks, and I know some good folks, and we have good intentions. But brothers and sisters, we're only human. I could make you a promise today, and tomorrow I have to break it. Even though I may have been sincere as possible to keep that promise. And sometimes we're just misinformed. We don't know it. We don't know everything. But when the Lord spoke, He knew. And it was true, and you could count on that. And His promises in His word have come true and are going to come true. It's just pure truth. And in His word is just pure truth. Thy words are pure words, O Lord. If you will, go with me to Matthew chapter 8. If you're familiar with the book, and this one, we're going to go, like I said, we're just going to try to jump in the middle, try to save some time. Matthew chapter 8, let's skip on down to verse 23. Verse 23. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Let's just love that. The storm can be raging, but the Lord's fine. He's not worried about that storm. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish." And he said unto them, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The winds and the sea obey him. He just had to speak, and there was a great calm. Brothers and sisters, never a man had spake like this man. And the account of when he went to see Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. That's dead, dead. 4 days dead. But the Lord said, "Remove the stone." And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And brothers and sisters, Lazarus came forth. He came back to life. That's what I'm saying. Never a man had spake like this man. Because of the life-giving voice of the Son of God. He speaks into our souls. He speaks into our hearts. And we have that light. And it brings us to life. That we had that light so we can share it with others. But we had the perfect preacher. We had the perfect teacher. Here on earth. He was flesh. He was a man. Like I said, never a man spake like this man. John chapter 1, 14. You know, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's where it is. The Word of God, pure truth, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He was a perfect example for us. And we have it written down in His Word. It's readily available. All we have to do is read it. But His words were always to the point. And brothers and sisters, wouldn't you have just loved to have been there to hear Him speak? Just to hear Him talk. Well, in a sense, we can. Like I said, we just have to pick it up and we have to read it. Let the Lord talk to you. Let Him speak to you. Let Him guide you through any aspect of your life. The answers are here. We just have to avail ourselves to it. Everybody says, you know, you have to come to Jesus. You have to accept. Well, I don't believe in that, but you have to read. That's our work to do, is to read. The Lord has done the work. He's finished it. It's accomplished. Now, we're supposed to be Christians, and the Christian is supposed to be Christ-like. Like I said earlier, He was a perfect example. He still is our perfect example. So let's try to live as Christ. Let's try to keep our word. Let our yeas be yeas, nays be nays. Let's not be double-minded, two-faced. And especially that love that Christ had for us, that God had for us. Let's try to love one another the way He had loved us. Like I said, that example, that perfect example, when He spoke, it was to the heart. Nothing was amiss. No guile was found in His mouth. You know, I'm glad there's nobody keeping score on my life. But He was that perfect man that came. And He had to be perfect to be that perfect sacrifice for us. Like I said, never man spake like this man. We've had some good examples. We've had some good godly people that walked this life. You know, Enoch, he walked with God. God took him. But like I said, we're human. We can be misinformed. We don't know everything. Never a man spake like this man. And thanks be unto God, we have recorded down His words, His promises. And like I said earlier, you can keep His promises. He's going to keep His promises. You can take that to the bank. So let's always try to strive to be that honest. Try to be Christ-like in our life. He walked the perfect way. We're never going to be that perfect, this side of glory. But that's our mark. That's what we should strive for, is to keep that example that the Lord had left us. But I love to read the words that Jesus had spoke, because they were pure words. I can misspeak. I can mispronounce something. Brothers and sisters, the Lord spoke perfectly. He came to fulfill the law, and He kept it to a jot and a tittle. Nothing passed by Him. And again, never man spake like this man. Thank you.